This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. It's Tuesday, the 20th of July. Do you know what you want out of the day today, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay? Jay wants to feel better. Me too. Victoria wants to get more sleep. Jennifer would like to get more sleep. Okay, so we can take that away, take it out of the equation. What else do you know? Do you know what you want? Have you gone for it in your lives? I guess that's the question one would ask. I was thinking about this in regard to the Olympics and the Olympians and all the focus. These people have made up their minds at an early age what they would like to accomplish, and they're going for it. God love them for doing it, to be the best of the best. I think maybe this gives us the opportunity to think about how we can all be our best. Are you always at your best? Probably the answer to that is no.
None of us are.
But we ought to strive. I think that we've grown into an age of mediocrity. And it isn't just in this country, but around the world, there's a sort of a malaise among so many people because we've become lazy thinkers. Our bodies have gotten lazy, or too many of us have gotten lazy. People want things
without having to work for them. And
yeah.
The Olympics, I'm not a huge Olympics fan. In fact, I never watch
them. Yeah, no, I'm with you
on that.
Yeah.
They're a great example of how people can work their whole life for something. I mean, these people wake up in the morning and they live and breathe what their goal is. And it's a good reminder to people
who go,
I'm just going to be the next TikTok star. That's what I want to be when I grow up. It's like these people really work for something.
Yeah, right. And they accomplish something. What are your favorite Olympic sports? Victoria, if you have a favorite Olympic sports, you pay much. I didn't ask Jennifer because she, like me, doesn't pay that much attention. But I think I'm not a huge Olympics junkie
by any means. I mean, I don't like the history of the Olympics in modern times. Like, I think that I like seeing countries come together, and I do think that there are some, you know, merits to it. But I'm not a Summer Olympics fan, although this year what I'm most curious to see is this is the first time the U.S. has a surfing team, so I'm excited to see that. But I'm a Winter Olympics, if anything. I'm a snowboarding fan. I'll watch all those events. And I always like figure skating, too. I always go back to that. So those two.
Apparently,
plus, curling always amazes me because it's like the most relaxing, ridiculous thing to watch.
I think the reason I don't like the Olympics so much is it focuses a lot on single sports instead of team sports. And I tend to like, I mean, that's why I would say I like watching baseball or I like watching the hockey, because I feel like it's a team dynamic. I guess I'm just not much for like the singular sports.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I'm just the opposite. I guess I like to see individuals like the gymnasts who do their thing, and the weightlifters and things, people that on their own are doing well. I saw one of the gymnasts testing positive for the virus. So what does that do? That person has to stay home? What do you do?
She's already there. She's in quarantine.
Oh, really?
She's an alternate on the U.S. gymnastics team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the heat, apparently it's very hot in Tokyo right now, like it is over much of the northern hemisphere. So what is that going to do? The attendance isn't going to be affected because nobody's going to be there. But what does it do to the results is the question. Wouldn't the heat's got to have an impact on many of these games, right? Many of these teams,
maybe for people who are from cold weather climates. Yeah, I mean, if they're indoors, that's probably one. I mean, again, people train. Their training addresses what the climate shifts can be if they are outdoors. So I think it would probably be minimal, even though the heat can't make it any easier for people.
Mm-hmm.
But is that the reason they get there so early as well? It's not just a COVID thing.
Get used to it.
Acclimate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, there you go. The situation with the infrastructure deal, I'm trying to understand. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm not sure that I nor a lot of people understand what has been proposed here, whether there is going to be these various components of the deal that they agreed to and sign off on, and then there's another deal that Congress doesn't have to sign off on.
Confusing. So just a little context to what you're confused about, and that is that the bipartisan group got together, they came up with the deal. And remember, Joe Biden came out and he said, we have a deal, bipartisan deal on infrastructure. It was going to be just under $1 trillion. And then, just a few minutes later, he came out and said, because he didn't want to disappoint the progressives in his party, well, don't worry, all the stuff that was taken out by the bipartisan committee, we're going to put into a reconciliation bill. Reconciliation is for the budget. It's not usually for passing new legislation. The Democrats can only use reconciliation one more time during this fiscal year, according to their parliamentarian. And so the reason they haven't done it yet is because they are trying to pack everything that they can into this reconciliation bill. They're talking about not just, and remember, reconciliation is supposed to be adjusting your budget. They're talking about adding in trillions of dollars of infrastructure, the For the People voting rights bill that they don't think they have the vote for, and amnesty for people in this country, all as part of reconciliation, which is very controversial. I mean, it's almost as controversial as the discussions we've had about the filibuster on the program. Yes, it is sort of in their right because elections have consequences to do this. But once you go down this road of shoving everything into reconciliation bills, do you want Republicans, when they're in charge, maybe next year, to do the same thing? It's going to be an interesting road. Plus, what's making news this week is that Chuck Schumer is calling for a vote to see if they can end debate on the infrastructure bill. The problem is, it has not even been written yet. So they're trying to take a vote on something that doesn't even exist yet. So many Republicans in the Senate are saying, how can we decide how to move forward if we don't even see what's in front of us? And so just more Washington antics that probably would make sense to nobody. I mean, you need to have a bill before you can figure out what's in it. Right.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about inflation. And what's happened on Wall Street this week alone, what was it, 600 points or 800 points down yesterday on the Dow Jones? Now, I don't necessarily look at Dow Jones as the arbiter, but there are various trends that seem to suggest that because of the resurgence of COVID, that the airline business is not going to do well, for example, or some of the other things that involve travel or discretionary spending. And so there's a back and forth. Are we having inflation? Is it going to be serious? Is it going to be lasting? All these questions to which there is no answer, but yet a lot of discussion and dialogue back.
Well, I don't think there's any question that the market didn't do well. The market had its worst day, but the market's been in pretty good shape since that point. So you can talk about it, see how it recovers today, all of that stuff. You keep an eye on the market. But inflation is here, and inflation is here due in part to all of the spending that's been done. And that's why this is a connected conversation to infrastructure, because you're looking at more like trillions of dollars, more money being spent, including not just what the Republicans and Democrats agreed to, but also whatever they're going to put through this reconciliation bill, which could be upwards of like $3 trillion. And with no way to pay for that, inflation is going to continue to go up. And then what? Are we headed for a real problem? Because I think right now, Biden came out yesterday and said, well, this is just temporary. But is it, if the spending isn't curtailed, if it only gets worse, this is going to be a bigger problem?
Well, that's why Wall Street's reacting that way, because they also believe that this is temporary and that they look at long-range projections and that the economy has been chugging along on its way back to recovery. But with Delta throwing a wrench, you know, in certain pockets around the country, we don't know how big of a wrench that's going to be. We don't know what the hospitalizations are going to be. We don't know if shutdowns are happening. That's where, you know, when you're on Wall Street and you're hedging your bets, which is what it is, it's, you know, they're paid
literally
to gamble.
Yeah,
so,
literally.
Yeah, so we don't, you know, those are the unknowns, and Delta, that Delta variant right now is, you know, is a big part of it. So I think that, unfortunately, we are still going to have to just sit and wait and see. I'm sure all of us are feeling the same level of frustration because, you know, this time last year we were all saying, well, by the fall this is going to be gone, right? Mm-hmm. By the fall everyone's going to be okay. Well, then cut to last Thanksgiving, you know, families weren't together. Last Christmas, again, thought everything was going to be normal, and it was not. And here we are, July of 2021, and nothing is normal.
Down and sideways. So now back to China, as long as we're talking about it this way, and holding them accountable for all of this. The Chinese are not satisfied by disrupting the world with the virus. Now they want to hack their way into control. And so there are sanctions, or what happens? The Chinese have...
Biden says there's going to be nothing about that.
No, he didn't say that. He absolutely didn't say that at all. He said that as of right now, we've got the EU, we've got the U.S., NATO, which is 30 nations deep, and we have other independent countries that are all joining together. And this is the first time that they've actually denounced the Chinese cyber attacks, and this is the first time that they have put the blame squarely on China for the Microsoft Exchange.
So what are we doing about it, though?
Doing nothing. I mean, he can say that we have the EU denouncing. Big deal. We denounce China all the time on this program. Big deal.
But he said he was doing nothing, and that's not his quote.
He said he's not doing anything at this time. That means nothing.
No, that's not actually. The next step is that everyone together in this new group, which is the first time that all these nations have come together, especially to, you know, blast China. So they're going to release the full report of what they've all found that China has done. 50 different tactics, techniques, procedures, everything that the Chinese state-sponsored actors have been doing.
Yeah,
and beyond that, sanctions
the quote is when he
are
was
the,
asked yesterday, he said, I won't sanction China for the recent hacking.
But we all know
China
that politicians say, who cares what
he's
these people
protecting.
Using
okay,
quote, words are supposed to have consequence, but they don't.
I know, and everyone told me
day,
the whole time for 4 years of Trump, don't listen to his words, listen to what's in his heart. Okay,
no,
well, then I'm going
to
listen to what's in Joe
Here's
Biden's heart.
Words are good, but you have to watch actions, not what's in somebody's heart. I mean, I don't think anybody says that Joe Biden's a bad guy. I just think he's completely inept as president, and he's being controlled by a lot of people around him who
have
not the
ineptness.
Best ideas for the
right.
The
ineptitude
is ineptitude.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I lived for 4 years too.
Well, we've all lived through it I've lived through it longer than any of you, perhaps collectively more than any of you. The ineptness of the political realities of what we live with and what we've created, because we've allowed, each and every one of us have allowed this situation to get where it is. And we're not really doing anything to fix the problem. We are great at fixing the blame, but we're not fixing the problem. And that's what the Chinese government loves. They're so happy.
I would just like to see the backbone. Just stand up and say,
I think this is a really encouraging first step, to have all these nations come together and to be willing to put them on blast publicly. These other countries have not been able to do that.
Yeah,
they've never had the guts to do that. The United States didn't have the guts either.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments, and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's trending? That's a good question. You know who we can ask? Victoria, we can ask Jay Kirshner what is trending, and she can tell us what's trending. A lot of stuff on the Olympics, that's for sure, as we face the music at the end of the week, things will start. Will they be the same? What are people thinking about the people involved? And is there a controversy? There's always controversy. We'll get to that after this.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know what it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Actually, it's 24 past now. Got to it. So the Olympic opening ceremony, Jay. Lots of music and fanfare. So the person responsible for the opening ceremony music has apparently been outed as a jerk. And so,
yeah, he stepped down himself. He's a Japanese musician, composer under the name Cornelius, and he... was the composer for the Olympics opening ceremony. A lot of past interviews and things he had said about acknowledging bullying behavior back when he was a kid. He's in his 50s now, but back in the 90s, he spoke out about it and said, without any apologies, certain things he used to do to kids in his class, including kids with disabilities. And one of the statements was that he had made a kid with disabilities eat feces.
Oh,
so, yeah. Guy was a teenage scumbag for sure.
Oh, my
and
God.
He claims now he's taking responsibility and he hopes to do better. And so here's the thing. the Olympics were going to allow him to stay on. He resigned, and then they went back and were like, yeah, that was a wrong move on our part. We shouldn't have allowed him to stay on, and we fully accept his resignation.
Mm. All right.
Well, the other rumor with the Olympics, if you're talking about the opening ceremonies, the big rumor, and I don't think there's any truth to it now, but the big rumor that went all over social media was that Adele was going to be opening the Olympics, but I don't think that that's true. Which would have been great, but
it's one of those like wishful thinking. If we all say it out loud enough times, maybe we can generate it.
Lots of things, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go to the Duke. Duke is not the Duke of Earl. The Duke of Sussex is trending, and why is that, Jenny?
He's going to write an intimate and heartfelt memoir. This is the first with Penguin Random House that will have a senior royal giving such a personal encounter of their life, and he says that he's going to try to be as accurate and wholly truthful. He's going to talk about experiences, adventures.
This is Prince Harry, by the way, in case people don't know the Duke of
Sussex.
Oh,
the Duke of Sussex. Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Yeah, this is Prince Harry, Meghan Markle's husband. So he's going to talk about his experiences, adventures, losses, and life lessons.
So people will buy that book, right? It'll sell.
I think this is going to definitely be a big one.
Will it sell in England as well as it sells here is the question.
That is a good question. Uh-huh.
What will happen here versus there? I'm betting it'll do okay. Who's the publisher? Is it Random House? Yeah, it is Random House, right?
It's Penguin Random House.
So it'll come out later. It'll be a hardcover, and then it comes out as a soft cover. And is he going to? Will he read the content? You know, in the audio when you have the tape or whatever they call it that you can put in the car and listen to it. Is he going to do the voice?
Typically, authors do. I would assume yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting. Listen, I find myself, I love listening. I can't get the 50s channel. I like to listen to to audio books and stuff driving around. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 months after border czar Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to introduce any solutions to the border crisis, Customs and Border Patrol has announced new numbers. In all of 2020, 309,000 encounters were registered. Since President Biden opened the border, 1.2 million people have entered, putting a severe burden on the American taxpayers. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News.
You can't tell me one thing this administration has done to slow the flow.
every week they come out another giveaway. You know, we're not going to detain you, or we're not going to give you a court date. And now, recently, they're going to change the rules of asylum because they know 90% don't qualify. So now they're changing the rules so more people qualify, which will bring more people to the border. You know, it's going to get worse.
Plano, Texas firefighters rushed to the scene of a house explosion on Monday afternoon. The explosion caused major damage to two other homes. Six people, three children, three adults, were taken to the hospital. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As inflation is taking hold of the American economy, the cause, how long its effects will last, and the proper way to deal with inflation varies greatly between economists and the federal government. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery supply chains in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
The catastrophic fireworks explosion that injured 17 people last month in a South Los Angeles neighborhood was caused by human error after bomb technicians miscalculated the weight of the fireworks, Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore said in a news conference Monday. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are 34 after the hour on the Tuesday, July 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month of July on the DJV program. The rocket is taking off. What do you call it? The pocket rocket, Victoria? Victoria and Jay are here.
It's
very
phallic-looking.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, the 82-year-old lady, the 18-year-old
kid.
She
just loaded into the capsule. Yep.
Everybody's in the capsule, right?
Yep, so, there. Jeff Bezos, his brother. Do you remember there was another anonymous billionaire person who bought that seat? He was unable to take the ride for whatever reason, and so he he gave his seat to this 18-year-old kid who's studying something like that. Yeah, so there's an 18-year-old and 82-year-old. So they have the oldest and youngest people to ever go into space.
Yeah, that's
and then the
cool.
And then the brothers Bezos. So
and no Ashton Kutcher.
Right. So so it'll go up and it'll come down. How does it come back? It lands back. I didn't get the.
Yeah. So the way that this one works, which is if anyone saw the Virgin Galactic, the Richard Branson launch, that's very different. The plane flies up in the air and then releases the rocket. This is a more traditional rocket. It heads right from the launch pad straight up in the air. The capsule is then released, and then the base part of the rocket comes right back straight down again. So it comes back, it's like SpaceX, it comes back and lands right on the launch pad again, while the capsule is propelled up into low orbit. So once they hit that low orbit, then everybody floats around for a minute, and then that capsule comes back down via parachute. Whereas the Richard Branson rocket, when that hit Apogee and that got up there, and everybody saw the view of the Earth and how cool that is, then that plane actually turned into a glider. And when it landed, it looked like a private jet landing. I mean, it's Branson. To me, Branson's got so much style. There's
class.
There's always panache. There's always an aesthetic. This, to me, looks like something that the Russians would have launched in the early 80s.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A little bit scarier than Branson's.
Yeah, this one looks really kind of janky, and the paint is chipped on it. Like, I'm looking at just, I don't know. I hope everything goes well. I want everyone to always, you know, safety first, but just looking at it, it's a real, like,
Jeff Bezos became the world's richest person by always taking the lowest bid. That's how he saves all of his
money. Well, let's hope he didn't do that with a rocket.
How that works. How's that all working for you? So the feel-good story of the day comes from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I heard from this, the old radio station I used to work on there in the late 80s. I got a prompt, and so I go look at the website. There's a story. I probably would have normally saved this for Warren Eckstein. Maybe we'll talk about it with him when he visits with us tomorrow, ladies. But it's too good not to tell. The lady from the Cincinnati Fire Department tells the story about this dog that had been missing for 5 days. They found the dog stuck between two concrete walls of a building that was being built.
Oh.
And she found the dog. The dog heard them coming, and they could hear the dog's tail hitting the side of the concrete wall.
Oh.
That's how they found the dog. Gertie was her name.
Baby.
She apparently fell down a crevice between the two walls and couldn't get out, got stuck. And they couldn't lift the dog out, so what they had to do was they actually took the jaws of life or whatever they do and is a story. You can see the picture from Fire Truck 20. It kind of reminds me of a scene from Chicago Chicago Fire. They take the jaws of that, or the saw, actually, and cut a hole. And then you see the picture of the woman holding up the dog.
So the dog's okay?
Oh, the dog's fine.
Good.
Yeah, the dog's fine. But the firefighters, more and more ladies are firefighters now. And there's this lady holding up the dog. She's the one who heard it, and she went in with the machine and cut the hole in the side. And the dog looks to me like a golden lab mix. Anyway, her name is Jenny Adkin. She's the one who found the dog. And so they will live happily ever after. It reminds me, if I may, a lot of attention on, and this is another, I suppose, Warren story, but I saw an example of this yesterday, so I wanted to repeat it. A dog in a car in the heat. Mm. I bring my dog in my pickup truck with me everywhere. I leave the air conditioning on, I leave the truck running, and I always have my eye on the truck. I know where it is, because if it's out of my sight, I don't trust that some a-hole won't come along and shut it off in the name of global warming or something. Well, your dark cars are running.
Well, you shouldn't leave your car idling that much. You have a gas guzzler.
Well, no, I don't. She doesn't go in the car with me. She goes in the truck with me. I don't.
Worse.
She sheds so much. Well, but I want her to be with me, so I'm not that focused on that, frankly. That's not my concern. My concern is her and her well-being. She wants to be with me. I want her to be with me. so I take it with me. But I bring it up because there was an incident here locally yesterday of a dog in a car, and yesterday it wasn't that hot here, but it has been very warm, and it's been wet, and 2 and 2 is still 4. Happens every year. Just a word to the wise or the conscious, maybe that's the better way of putting it. If you're at all conscious, it's like, how many times a year do we hear some moron mother leaves a baby in the back of the car and goes into the shop and comes on, the baby's dead in the back of the car? I mean, it's this kind of stuff. How can you be that unconscious? But there are people who are that unconscious.
Do you remember last year, I think it was last summer or maybe even the summer before, I forget exactly who it was, but it's sort of ringing a bell that it was a professional athlete, big, like, hulking guy. I want to say maybe he was a pro football player, and he was doing an experiment of sitting in a hot car to raise awareness for people to not leave their dogs in cars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He only made it, I think it was 23 seconds before he had to get out of the car. He couldn't last longer than that. And think about what your animals and your babies and your children are going through when you leave them to go shopping.
Yeah, it's significantly hotter in the car than it is outside.
Yep.
And this is a discussion on people who are purposely doing it, thinking, oh, I'll be real quick. There are people who sometimes, and God forbid, I hope this never happens to anybody I love or know, but when there's a baby involved, sometimes the parent forgot that the kid was with them because of sleep deprivation. And that's not an okay thing.
That happens.
But sometimes accidents do happen. That's why so many kids and college students have been creating, like, during their finals, or they have to do some big creation, a lot of them are creating these little things for parents. So it's like an indicator that your child is still in the car with you. It almost keeps your door shut.
My car tells me to turn
around. That people are that unconscious, really.
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it
so
is
that makes
an
sense.
Accident.
Yeah, because our car is a 2020 model, and whenever I turn there's no key, but whenever I hit the button to turn it off, I get this big warning on my dash, check in the back seat. I'm like,
really?
What's in the back seat? Yeah.
I
guess it's exactly what Jay is talking about.
It should, because sometimes if the baby is young enough, the first time I ever left the house and I didn't have Mac with me, I kept checking because I was so tired. I kept checking, like, wait, where is he? What? No, I don't have him with me. And it was one of those things of,
so
sometimes accidents do happen.
My car is a 2018. Yeah, 2018. I don't have any of that. And I have a car that has more gizmos and gadgets on it than, so they must have just started doing that, Victoria, in the last year or so. Yeah, that's interesting.
I thought it was really weird because I'm like, well, what am I looking for?
Yeah.
It didn't dawn on me. Okay.
What year is your car? Jay, you have two cars, one car? It's in 2018. Okay, so it was the same as mine. It doesn't have those warnings. Interesting. Okay. I think I may have mentioned this before, but I may have, I can't remember. You can tell me whether I did or I didn't in passing, whether it was on the air or off the air. In the state of Massachusetts, a bill was introduced yesterday that would ban Native American mascots being used, names for public school teams. Did we talk about that, or is that just in my mind because I read it and I...
We talked about it earlier today.
Okay.
I mean, my whole opinion on that was just like, can't we come up with some more creative names anyway?
Probably. I'm looking at the entrance sign to Braintree High School, which is on the South Shore. It's a picture of an Indian with a headdress on, and the sign says, "Welcome to Braintree High School, home of the Wamps."
Is that like short for Wampanoag? Or
yes,
what's the name of
that's
the,
exactly, right? Yes, the Wampanoag Indians. Yep, that's it. You got it.
So did they ever call themselves the Wamps?
The Wampanoag Indians?
Right.
No, well, I don't think they spoke English, so I'm not sure what they call themselves.
Well, I'm saying that. Well, right. Then maybe that's not a name we should use.
Well, but you see, that's the thing. There have been some local school boards who have banned the mascots, but now is introduced by a representative, and it's actually getting a full read. So there are some people who are supporting it. And mm-hmm. The reason I bring it up is because can't we do something that has conscious value without it becoming a law?
Well, that's my point. Can't you just be more creative and then it doesn't need to be a law?
Right.
Like, really?
Thank you. Ding, diddling, 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 diddling. All right, so there we have that. Let's a lot of conversation about COVID. We know that we're back into this mode and kind of not liking it at all. So can I advise you, through the help of Victoria and Jay, who have had the use and the value of proper nasal cleansing using the Navage, the experience. This is something. I was in the drugstore last night, and it was interesting because the two things that we've advertised and spoken about in the last year were side by side. The clear nasal cleanser that we all liked and told the story of for months, and Navage, they were on the shelf right next to each other, which I found pretty interesting because we would often do commercials about them next to each other. You say, oh, we got competing things. I don't know that I looked upon it as being competing because they both
serve. I use them together. I think they're a fabulous pair.
The same product, exactly. Anyway, as far as the visage, good Doug, the Navage is concerned, that was me putting it backwards, the threats that are around today, there are a myriad of threats. We just now are learning to live with it and breathe the stuff. But that doesn't mean it's smart to do it. It just means it's there. So take advantage of the opportunity presented by the folks at Navage to allow you to breathe more clearly and to sleep better at night before you go to bed. You cleanse your nose, a 30-second thing. You just stick it up your nose, Victoria, right? And it flushes it out, same in the morning, so that you don't have the sorts of things that will, and even in the summertime, this is a problem because there's stuff floating around everywhere. Been very heavy this year on a lot of us. So clean your nose daily with Navage. That's the message here. As you clean yourself in the morning and at night, that's my routine. Get up in the morning, brush my teeth, wash my face. The Navage thing, clean out the nostrils, and at night do the same thing. You'll find the machine at Navage.com. You can buy it there. Or I was in a CVS, that's where you get it. Most of the drugstores have them for sure. And the big stores like Target. It's Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Time, moving moments, 53 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug with Victoria and Jay. Chucker's not with us today. I want to talk a little bit more about this Meghan Markle deal with Elton John and what that's going to mean to the video world. We'll get to that right after this.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-852-1736. 800-852-1736. That's 800-852-1736. Paid for by Airtime Media.
All right, so here we have, ladies, Meghan Markle making a statement or a name for herself. Again, this time teaming up with Elton John for a Netflix deal. Actually, it's David Furnish, who's married to Elton John, right?
Correct.
To be focused on the facts. So They have Meghan and Prince Harry have this Archwell Productions that's responsible in part for all the things they're doing. We were talking about Harry's book earlier on today. That'll be done through, was it Penguin? It's Penguin, right? That's doing it. But Archwell Productions is responsible for the development of the stories. And so now they have a family series called Pearl, focusing on a young girl's adventures as she learns to step into her power, finds inspiration from influential women all through history. Interesting idea. What do you think, ladies?
I think it sounds great, and I think it's a great way to have, you know, a modern adventure, but also learning about historical figures. I think that's that seems very much in keeping with Meghan Markle's kind of MO. So I think that sounds great.
Yeah, under the circumstances, when you think about the stuff that motivates her and what her background is, she seems to have done whatever she's done on her own. Right? She didn't have. Does she talk about being inspired by anybody when she was younger to be an actress or whatever? I mean, she didn't seem. She's got a dip for a father, so.
Yeah.
What was her mother like?
I think her mother is a. I actually don't really know much about her mom.
Yeah, I don't
She's
think
kind
we
of
do.
Been keeping
but
her.
They seem close.
Yeah, they are pretty close. And then. Because the paparazzi's always getting pictures of her mom, Doria, going in and out of the house and visiting with Harry and the kids. And Harry seems to really like her, the mom. So they seem to have a real nice bond. But, she grew up as a little kid on on different TV sets because her father was a lighting guy.
Mm-hmm.
So she grew up on the set of Married with Children. And what's his name? Who's the star that I'm blanking on his name? Al Bundy.
Ed O'Neill.
He said he remembers her as a little kid, you know, running around the set, and so I guess she probably got a taste for it when she was young. But other than that, I don't think that she's benefited from any great nepotism through that wacko father.
Right. I would think not. So I was thinking about other things. I happen to see a post because people are trying to come up with ideas. My son's writing the script for a movie, and he and I were talking about this yesterday. How do you get ideas? I'm not going to tell you what his idea for his movie is, but it's pretty much, it comes from him. The best experiences, it would seem, for writers who are successful, the television show that he's producing now is about an aspect of his life. And the movie script that he's writing is about another aspect of his life.
Well, that's the old write what you know.
I guess that's what it is.
You know, I was an English major, and anytime there's creative writing involved, that's what your professor always said. Well, write what you know. Start there.
Yeah, and then develop characters around all of that stuff that may be like the people that were in your life. You can develop characters like that. You know, I wonder how that applies when you look at some of the procedural, like the Chicago shows. Does any of that stuff enter into it, or are those just procedural shows that kind of get cranked out and they don't necessarily have a connection to somebody or some person or something? Whereas I think with some good movies, you oftentimes find the stories are about a particular person, as long as they're not like a Marvel comic book or something. Okay, this will be good. I'm looking forward. I like her, and I like him together. I like them both, frankly. 59 past the hour. I like you two as well.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.